Good morning, church. Would you stand and sing with us today? Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now, and you are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus, and your voice is calling me out.
Aren't you thankful for that truth this morning? Our God never fails. So good to see you in the house of the Lord today. We've come here to meet with Him, to give Him our praise, to give Him our gratitude, to invite His presence to come and to work among us, to heal us, to transform us, to convict us, to inspire us. Come, Lord. Let's sing this great hymn of the faith. Come on.
Oh, come thou fount of every blessing through my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious song, sung by flaming tones above. Oh, praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of my redeeming love.
Come, Lord.
So I was alone, darkness, till you came and rescued me. I was drowned by all my sin when your love came and set me free.
Thank you, Lord.
Now my soul can sing a new song. Now my heart has found a home. Now your grace.
So glad that his presence is with us today. We're glad that you're here today. Why don't you find somebody around you maybe you haven't met? Introduce yourself. Welcome them today. We're glad you're here.
Hey, Michael. All right, would you go ahead and take a seat right now? Good morning. It is so good to see you. This is an invigorating day. Get excited about life and the opportunity to be here on this day. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, and I can't wait to bring you the message from God's word that he's put on our hearts today. Welcome to everyone, our members, along with our guests, and everyone who is viewing and worshiping with us online right now. And any way we can encourage you, pray for you, those of you who are watching online, please know that it would be our privilege and our opportunity to do that. And everyone in the room, welcome. If you are a guest, how many of you are guests with us today? You're not a member of Prestonwood. Can I see your hands? All right, well, you must be really crazy to come out on a cold day and visit a church like, oh yeah, no. There's something about new people walking in these buildings that just excites us, and we always enjoy meeting you. And I'm going to be standing here right at the front after this service is done, and I would love to meet any of our guests or greet any of our members who would like to stop by. We have completed a very successful 2023. Oh, one thing. If you are a guest, you can go to 74788 and text the word guest, isn't it? It's the word guest, and register your attendance, or go to Guest Central. There's one of my books there, The Essential Gospel, which is my exposition of the book of Romans. One of the great books in the Bible is Romans. We'd love for you to pick that up. If you would be our guest as well, if you're a first-time visitor, we'd love to have you down at Main Street, which is our cafeteria or buffet, which is a fantastic meal. We'd love to have you get to know you better there. But 2023 was an incredible year. We announced last Sunday just the response of God's people and the faithfulness of God to supply our every need. Thanks once again for your faithfulness in your giving. But it's hard to highlight such a power-packed year. But our team, led by Brian Williford, has put this together. And so this is our highlight video from 2023. Watch it.
We experienced a phenomenal year as a church family in 2023. Our focus was on Christ. Our fellowship was in Christ. And we know that as we look toward 2024 and beyond, our future is with Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Prestonwood. Thank you to everyone who served in our many ministries, from the parking lot ministry to the media ministry, from the preschool ministry to the senior adult ministry, from PowerPoint ministries to the Prestonwood Pregnancy Center, from sports outreach to missions outreach, and so much more. Blessed with a growing number of new families at our North Campus, we follow the Lord's leading to expand our facilities. Thanks to the commitment of our church family to be part of this initiative through their giving, in August, we celebrated the renovation of the worship center and a new space for the kids ministry with record attendance. Also at the North Campus, Prestonwood Espanol continued to reach many in that region with a still very young Saturday evening service and is thriving with some 2,500 people worshiping among the three campuses each weekend. But the reach extends beyond the church walls as nearly 2 million Spanish-speaking people in North Texas hear the message through television, with another 200 million in 59 countries. Founded in 1994, our radio and television ministry, PowerPoint, is seen on television in 113 countries, while the radio message is heard in more than 800 cities. The online presence continues to grow exponentially, which includes the Bible in a Year with Jack Graham podcast, launched in 2022, that now has more than 35 million downloads all over the world. Prestonwood Christian Academy continues its incredible growth on two campuses, celebrating 27 years of partnering with parents to raise faith-filled lions. PCA in Prestonwood once again hosted the Biblical Worldview Conference in September. More than 4,400 at the conference heard from world-class speakers and participated in sessions to help train, equip, and motivate them in their Christian identity. As part of our Christian identity, we are to stand firm for the sanctity of life. The Prestonwood Pregnancy Center was founded 32 years ago to protect the lives of the unborn and to share Christ's love to women who need support in critical times. In November, we were pleased to announce a wonderful partnership with Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary to open a center on the Fort Worth campus in the spring of 2024. Our heart for the hurting extended to the people in Ukraine and Israel impacted by war. Our church family gave more than $620,000 toward humanitarian relief in these regions. More than 5,000 of our members served on missions throughout North Texas. More than 770 served in a dozen states, and 560 served on five continents. As a testimony of your witness on mission, we saw 842 put their trust in Christ, and we were blessed to celebrate more than 1,100 baptisms, including a record-breaking 191 baptisms in a single day. Through the 14 magnificent performances of the Gift of Christmas, 901 decisions for Christ were recorded, and countless others we won't know of this side of heaven. What we experienced in 2023 says so much about our church, so much about our legacy, which is displayed on a wall in the atrium of the Plano campus titled The Prestonwood Story. We are so grateful to you, church family, for being intentional in your study of God's Word, accountable in your faith, and responsible in sharing your witness of the gospel. We praise God that He has allowed us to accomplish so much. And as we look toward 2024, Prestonwood, let's keep reaching, let's keep learning, let's keep loving until the whole world hears.
What a great year. And all the praise goes to Jesus, and we're so grateful for the opportunity to partner with Him in the work of Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit in this place, and for every life changed and every family encouraged and every person brought to Christ and to grow in Christ. So God bless you. And on this day, we want to bring up our newest members of Prestonwood. We have been contacting you, so I think you know who you are. So if you have joined Prestonwood in the past 12 months, 2023, you came to Christ, you were baptized, or you transferred your membership and joined Prestonwood, I want you to begin making your way to the platform at this time. And can we get a little traveling music going on? And everybody's going to come up here. Just come on up the steps and join me on the platform. By the way, choir, it's great to have the choir back. And our orchestra, fantastic. Y'all can come on up. Come on up a little closer. How are y'all? See you. Come on up. Come on up. Let's get a little more. I need a little more enthusiasm from my musicians. Why don't we all stand and cheer and celebrate some of our newest members at Prestonwood. And, you know, we had with the baptisms and church additions right at 2,000 new members last year to Preston Wood. So Preston Wood, all campuses, Espanol, North Campus, Plano, continues to grow in reaching people for Christ and growing us up in the faith. So to all of you who are new members, I hope you feel already at home here. We love to say that Preston Wood is the church to call home, that we are a family, and we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And what brought us together is our mutual shared faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, we're going to be serving and sharing the Lord's Supper together. And for some of you, that will be your first time with us at Preston Wood. I want to encourage you to make sure that you stay plugged in. And that means a life group. And if you haven't yet been a part of one of our small groups, our life group Bible studies, I would encourage you to check that out. Find a group that fits you and your family. Make sure your children and students, teenagers are involved in the ministry. Find, God has gifted every one of us who know Christ with spiritual gifts to serve him. And I hope you are already, I see some of you are in choir robes already, so you are identified. That's good. So, but I hope you will look and find a place of service at Preston Wood. There are many ways that you can serve, and there are multiple gifts that you have been given, and we have been given together, and we all need each other. We want to minister to you and serve your family. You know, the pastoral care, it's a good time to mention this, the pastoral care of our church is phenomenal. Led by Neil Jeffrey, Charles A. Baer, Sandra Saunders, a wonderful team, Jonathan Teague, all of our pastoral care ministry. By that, I mean ministering to one another who are hurting, bereaved, in grief, suffering, hospitals. We have such a robust ministry to people in need, not only members of the church, but people who are referred to us who need help, counseling ministry and all the rest. And it's a big part of that. Our deacons will be serving the Lord's Supper this morning. And deacons, thank you for your ministry of serving and making those hospital visits and those calls and contacts to new members and all the rest that you do. This is the day to celebrate not only new members, but just to celebrate really the entire Preston Wood Church family. But to each of you, God bless you. It is a privilege to have you here, to be your pastor. And we want you to know, as a church, that you are loved. And now my challenge to each one of us in this room, including you, as some new Christians, some new church members already Christians, but it's your challenge to bring someone else, to invite someone. We talk about having a culture of invitation, an invitational culture, and everyone can bring someone. Everyone knows someone who knows Jesus. And if you are a new Christian in particular, you have friends who need the Lord, and you can reach people that I could never reach, that some of us who've been around a long time, we don't know. So would you please be a part of our mission to take the gospel of Jesus to the world, starting with our neighbors and to the nations. Amen. Once again, let's greet these newest members and let's pray for them. I want to ask our ushers to go ahead and take their places, and you can go ahead and return to your seats. And as our ushers are moving now, we're going to receive the offering, and thank you for giving. We have a simple stewardship program at Preston Wood, and that is to simply obey God with generosity and sacrificial giving, and beginning with a tithe, which is the first tenth of our income, and that's what the Bible teaches us to do. I want to challenge all you new members, as well as our longtime members, to be a tither. Just test God in this, as he tells us in Malachi chapter 3. Test God, and he will prove himself more than faithful to you. And I assure you that the nine-tenths with God as your partner will go a lot further in your life and your responsibilities than the ten-tenth without God. So if you want God in your finances, honor him, by bringing the first of your income to Him. So as we pray together, we'll give, and then we will worship, and I'll be back in just a moment to deliver God's word. We're going to receive the Lord's Supper this morning, and if you say, who's invited to receive the Lord's Supper? If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and by believer, I mean someone who has personally responded, repented of sin, received Christ into your life, you have come to faith in Christ because He died for you and rose again, and you believe in Him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And so if you are saved, if you know Christ, then you are certainly welcome at His table and our table as we serve His supper today. So you can be prepared for that. And all of us, let's get our hearts ready to receive and responsive to the work of the Holy Spirit in us today as we receive His supper. Lord, thank You for this opportunity to give. And we don't take for granted the fact that You have blessed us beyond what we could have ever imagined. We pray for Your people, all of us, Lord, that we would be generous people, that we would give steadfastly and sacrificially, because we know we are investing in those things which are eternal and will last forever. How we thank You for these brand new members, so many of these in response to the work and the mission of this church. What is the value of a human soul, a changed life? How grateful we are to give towards the reaching and teaching of Your people through Jesus our Lord. So Lord, we praise You. You're a good, good God, and You're gracious and faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stars ablaze. Only one could breathe life into clay. Only one can quiet raging seas. Only one has power to redeem. Only one spoke countless stars ablaze, and only one could breathe life into clay. Only one can quiet raging seas. Only one has power to redeem.
Lift it up.
All the praise goes to Jesus. All the praise to Him alone. All the glory and honor forevermore. All the praise to Him alone. Left heaven for a cross. Only one knows every pain and loss. Only one could tie my soul to sin. Only
all the praise.
and only one was raised to life again.
Come on.
Only
take your Bibles, please, and turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. And just to recap a bit from our first message in this series forward, let me remind you that Joshua is the successor to Moses. Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, but after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness in unbelief and rebellion, ultimately God called Joshua, General Joshua, to lead the children of Israel into the land of promise. And what you have in the book of Joshua is that story. It is heroic, it is epic, there are miracles galore, mighty, mighty story. And yet it's not only about what happened then, it is about what is happening now in the life of the believer. And we said that last time together that Joshua, the theme is victorious Christian living. Because the promised land is representative of the life of promise for every believer. We are to live in the promises and the purposes of God for our lives. And we are now in Christ, living in the promise and in the confidence that we have that the land that He has given us, the life that He has given us, is full and abundant And the promised land is a picture of that abundant life. Again, it is the story of victories in yesteryear, but also our victories today. The Apostle Paul said that these Old Testament stories are written for our instruction. And so what happened way back can happen in your life today. And the theme of this message is be strong, be courageous. Because verse 9 says, summarizing three other times in which the same admonition and commandment is given, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We are to be brave, bold, strong, steadfast in our generation. It starts with the leaders, as it began with Joshua. Before Joshua could lead the children of Israel into the land of promise, because there were some big battles to fight, though God had given them the land, it already belonged to them, the blessing was there, they had to go take it. And so God first prepared his leader, and there was the call to duty that we have all heard from God who have listened, and that is that we are to take what God has given us. And in doing so, we are to be victorious and valorous and daring and take risk and do whatever it takes. Leaders, whether you are leading a church or a community or a family or a neighborhood association, leaders are to be strong and to be willing to stand courageously in the culture. We face so much uncertainty today, don't we? So much uncertainty and chaos in the culture. But we live as Christians, we live with certainty and courage and confidence. I'm not buying into all the doom and gloom. Now, there are some serious problems in the world. Our culture is becoming increasingly secular. More and more people without God and without hope. Evil is escalating in the world and in this nation. And neutrality in the face of this evil, the collapse of morality, attacks on marriage and the family, attacks from Satan himself on the sanctity of life. We all know that there's a battle to be fought, and we must overcome our fears as we face these battles every single day. Battles in the cultural and personal battles. Perhaps you're battling an illness, or you're battling a situation in your home or your family, but we're all fighting various kinds of battles, and overcoming fear is a constant challenge for all of us. Satan is a defeated foe. Jesus has won. We overcome by the word of the Lamb, the word of his testimony, and the blood of the Lamb. And yet, Satan is on the loose. Satan is not down in hell yet. But he and the forces of evil are moving across the world. He's defeated, but he's still an enemy. He still seeks to kill and steal and to destroy. He hates you and everything about you, especially your faith. And he wants to neutralize you and terrorize you and taunt you in order to compromise your witness or to control your mind. This is Satan. So we need to seize the victory that we have in Christ and then do what he has called us to do, which is to be strong and courageous. Again, neutrality in our generation is not an option. We cannot say, I'm going to sit it out and just wait for the second coming. You can't say, let somebody else do it. You can't say, oh, maybe things are going to work it out. We certainly cannot play it safe in our generation. As Christians, what we are called to do is to mobilize the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to proclaim the gospel and to bring the kingdom of God to all the people around us who will hear this message. We can't stay aloof. We're to be strong. We are to be courageous. This means that we love truth and we love people. Just put it that way. As a church, we love truth. We love the Word of God and the truth that God's Word delivers. We see life through a biblical lens, a biblical worldview. And because we love truth, and because we see the world as God sees the world, God loves people, and therefore we love people as well. So in the coming year, in 2024, we're here now. We're going to be doing several things on purpose as a people. The one is we will continue to proclaim a biblical message, a worldview. The Bible in a year is going to be translated in multiple languages in 2024. We anticipate that the daily reading of Scripture through this means, through PowerPoint, will reach over 50 million people around the world. Prestonwood Christian Academy, our Plano campus, our North campus as well, we are committed to raise up a new generation of young men and women who will be bold and courageous in faith, who will know their Bibles and look at the world through the lens of Scripture and to be witnesses of the gospel. Through PowerPoint Ministry, it's going to be the 30th anniversary year of PowerPoint. And through radio and television, the Bible in a year, and all of these means of media, we are going to take the message of Jesus and share this hope with the world. We are committed because we love truth and we love people. We are going to stay on mission, meaning that the Great Commission will always be the focus of Prestonwood. We have a calling and a command from the Lord Jesus himself, and that is to take this message of the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, which is the gospel and salvation in Christ, to take this message to every street and to every street corner and to our community and to our nation and around the world. And so we are more than ever determined to ramp up, to ratchet up our mission endeavors. We do that in a number of ways, of course, through mission partnerships and our mission giving and our mission going. I would challenge you in 2024 to consider being a part of one of our mission endeavors, evangelistic opportunities, whether it is local or whether it is national or international. Prestonwood Espanol, you saw on the screen from 2023, the advance of Prestonwood Espanol, now at three campuses, our North Campus, our Louisville Campus, and our Plano Campus. And with so many people coming to this nation, God is bringing the world to us. And we are determined through Prestonwood Espanol to reach people all around us who need the gospel of Christ. So whether it is local through Prestonwood Cares and the ministry of Prestonwood Cares, our Prestonwood ministry and mission will be committed, I can assure you, to staying on track, to staying on mission, to take the gospel to the world, local, national, and global, and personal. I want to challenge you as a Christian, as a believer in Jesus, to be bold in your witness. You say, well, how am I to do that? You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. So in a personal way, yes, partner with the church and sending and praying for those who are going, but let us all be going. Let us all be sharing our faith in Jesus Christ. Missions and evangelism remains the heartbeat of God for the world and therefore for our church. So we're going to be proclaiming and teaching Christ in a biblical worldview. We're going to be evangelizing personally and globally and internationally, as well as nationally and locally. And then we are committed to cultural engagement. What do I mean by that? Cultural engagement. God has put us in the world and the world around us, not to be detached from the world, but to be determined to take a biblical message to our community, to our world culturally. We do this in a number of ways. One of the big cultural issues of our times is the sanctity of life. And you know, for these many years, we have been saving babies and helping women in crisis, in a crisis pregnancy, along with their families. And so we are advancing this mission more and more. With the new Fort Worth Center, we'll be developing that in the days ahead. We're looking at other opportunities. We're looking at opportunities not only to support the sanctity of life, but also with a conference that we're calling Chosen that is coming up in the spring. We're going to be encouraging adoption and fostering of children and families. It'll be the leading conference on adoption and fostering in the nation this year. That's coming up this spring. So that's cultural engagement. We're going to continue to speak to the issues of our times, the moral issues of our times. What good is a church? What good is a preacher if that church, if that preacher does not speak about the moral issues of our times? So we are going to be forthright in speaking truth in love. We're going to speak of the sanctity of life. We're going to speak of the sanctity of marriage, the sacredness of marriage. We're going to deal with the issues of sexuality and transgenderism and all the rest. We're going to publicly oppose sin and evil. We are going to say it. And we're going to say it clearly, where no one will wonder where we stand. This is who we are as a church. 2024 is an election year. Elections matter. I'm going to be challenging you, we will be challenging you to register to vote. And not only register to vote, did you know so many evangelical Christians do not vote, do not participate in the process? Some have given up on the whole idea of politics. Now, I assure you, if you know me, if you know our church, we're never going to turn our church into a political parade for any group, for any party, none of that. But we are going to be engaged on the issues, and the issues matter, and we are going to encourage you to vote your values and to participate in changing the world. Otherwise, Satan is going to steal our nation right in front of us. And we're going to say, not on our watch. No, not now. Why? Because we're going to be bold and courageous in standing for what is right, what is righteous in this generation. What kind of church do you want for your children and your grandchildren? Do you want a church that will stand for righteousness and encourage your children and their children to be bold in their faith and champions for Christ? If that's the kind of church you want, this is it. We're not the only one, of course, but God has called us to this. So we are going to be involved publicly. I will be involved publicly in speaking to the issues always and forevermore. We are going to be committed to prayer and care for our congregation. I mentioned earlier the pastoral ministry of Prestonwood. There's going to be a call to the wall, which is a call to prayer, that's going to be coming up this spring. This is a praying church, and I'm so grateful for the prayers of God's people, the continuing prayers. I just prayed with a number of our pastors and deacons earlier, and we do that with our deacons each week, and our deacons are prayer warriors, and our leadership is committed to prayer and more prayer. Because why? Call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And I know there are yet things to believe and to do for Christ. So we're going to be praying. And this is going to be a call to the wall. We will be celebrating and dedicating on Palm Sunday our brand new amphitheater on the lake outside. And that is going to be a place of prayer. and a place of worship and stand at the heart of our campus as a signal that we are committed to the Word of God and to the witness of the gospel. Our pastoral care, I could go on and on. We are mobilizing our congregation to move. Just as Joshua was called to lead the children of Israel into a life of promise, into the responsibilities that God has given us, God has put it on my heart to lead us forward. Now, in order to do that, we must be willing to overcome our fears. That is why God said, be strong and courageous. You say, well, I'm not that strong and I'm not that courageous. You know, courage is a brave way to be scared. And God gives us in the face of our fears, whether they are personal fears concerning the things that are going on in our lives, or these public fears that we have, this apprehension. There's so much dread in the world. There's so many problems in the world today, and it would be easy to be apprehensive and fearful in life. I was just noticing that the number one verse looked up, according to YouVersion, I believe, was Isaiah 41:10 this past year. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my strong, righteous hand. People are looking that verse up because I believe so many people are afraid and apprehensive, and there's so much anxiety in the world. But we will not be afraid because we are not alone. God said to Joshua and to all who follow our Yeshua, Jesus, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Three times in this passage of Scripture. Do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Do we get the message? And why and how? Because He is with us. Literally, it means I will never drop you. I will never abandon you. I will never leave you alone. So whatever fears we face in our lives, we can be confident and certain because He is with us. And because He is with us, He has given us this courage and this confidence. See, God is faithful. God is faithful. Not one single time has He failed or faltered. God is faithful to His word. God is faithful to His will in your life. God is faithful to His promises. All of them are yes and amen. That means we can live in the promises of God fearlessly, courageously. We can be strong when we're not strong because He is strong in us. We can say with the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So church, with all that is in front of us, Prestonwood people, dear ones, with all the challenges that we have in our world, with evil escalating, with the darkness encroaching, with the times changing, God help us with His grace and power to be strong and courageous, bold and brave, knowing that He is with us every step of the way. When He says, take those steps into the land of promise, claim your Canaan, live in your victory, He is saying, I will be with you. And God is faithful, even when we are not faithful. I am so grateful that I can come to this place each week and speak to you of a God who is faithful, of a Savior who loves you and will never leave you or let you go. So be daring. Be bold. Be courageous in your witness. Again, Satan is active. He's aggressively moving here at the end of the age. And what he really wants to do is to neutralize and stop his church and the people of God's family from witnessing of the gospel of Christ. He wants to shut us down. But this is the time to stand up. Men, It's time to man up and act like men and to lead our families boldly and courageously. This is the time, guys, and this is one reason that we're having our, we couldn't decide what to call Friday night the men's event. We just called it men's event. You know, so you know what I'm calling it now? Men's revival. We need a revival in the hearts of men to be godly men. You say, what's a man? A man is a man like Christ, a man in Christ, a godly man. I'm not talking about being a bully. I'm talking about being God's man in your family, God's man, Christ-like in your actions and in your attitudes. That's what I mean. When I say man up, I don't mean just sticking our chest out and bumping, you know, chest. I'm talking about us standing together strong as men. So men and women together, that we would be bold and confident in our faith. The most courageous act in the history of mankind was the cross. And on the night that Jesus was tempted, or tested rather, he prayed in the garden, not my will, but your will be done. He was sweating blood in preparation for the most excruciating death. And yet, he yielded to the cross and bravely and boldly carried the cross for you and me and bled and died. But that's not the end of the story. Came out on the other side victorious over death. Jesus won. Amen. And therefore, his victory is our victory. And as we take the bread and drink the cup today, it is with the confidence that the same victory that God gave Jesus at the cross, defeating sin, death, and hell, and in the power of his resurrection, that we will be bold and courageous in the call of our lives. You see, we can live confidently because we live in the promises of God and fulfill the purposes of God in our lives. Lord, now we receive this supper with gratitude in our hearts, with thanksgiving, because of what it represents, knowing that your body and your blood was given for our sins and our salvation. Lord, as we drink and eat today, strengthen us by your Spirit. Call us together as your church. Mobilize us. Move through us by your Spirit, that we may live in your promises and fulfill your purposes in our lives for this generation and the generations to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Our deacons are now going to serve everyone in the room, upstairs and downstairs. If you will just hold the cup and the bread till everyone is served, and then we will receive the supper together. And while the elements are being passed, this is a good time to pray. Paul said in preparation for the Lord's Supper in the New Testament, he said, let every person examine their own hearts. Isn't it good to know that when we are not faithful, God is faithful? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If there needs to be a cleansing in your life, a confession of sin, let that happen today. If there needs to be a new commitment to boldness and bravery in your walk with Christ, let that be your decision and your determination in the power of the Spirit today. Let's worship him.
Oh, the perfect Son of God, in all his innocence, here walking in the dirt with you and me. Oh, he knows what living is, he's acquainted with our grief. A man of sorrow, son of suffering. Oh, blood and tears How can it be? There's a God who weeps. There's a God who bleeds. Oh, praise the one who would reach for me. Hallelujah to the Son of Suffering. Some imagine you are distant and removed, but you chased us down in merciful pursuit. To the sinner you were grace, and the broken you embrace. And in the end the proof is in your wounds. Yes, in the end the proof is in your wounds. Ooh, blood and tears, how can it be? There's a God who believes. There's a God.
So Jesus took the unleavened bread and he broke it. Imagine the courage that it took to go to the cross. He could have stopped at any time. He could have called a billion angels. But no, he said yes to the will of God. And he took up the cross. And the same Jesus who bore the cross for us said, you take up your cross now. Pick up your cross and follow me. Be my disciple. And so courageously and boldly, Jesus gave his life for us. And he broke the bread. And he said, this is my body which is broken for you. As often as you eat it, do it in remembrance of me. Bravery, courage, often requires blood. It took the blood of Jesus. And in the face of every enemy, in the face of extreme, excruciating pain, and against every foe, he voluntarily, vicariously laid down his life on the cross. What courage. What strength. So with remembrance of him and reminding us that the same Savior has now called us, and you know, he lives in us. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So he said, as often as you drink of this cup, do it in remembrance of me. Do you stand with me, please? Everyone standing together online. If you don't know Jesus, those of you watching online, this is a time you can respond to the love and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's been faithful to you, and he's been faithful to me. He loves you. He died for you and rose again. So if you want to know Jesus in your life, text 747, this number, 74788, the word Jesus, and we will connect with you, and you can know Christ as your Lord and your Savior today. And right here in this room right now, I'm going to invite you to follow Jesus. If you've never made a public profession of your faith in Christ, if you've never personally received Jesus into your life, now's the time to make that decision. Is it going to require a little bit of courage? Yes, but Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you when I come with my holy angels. So don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be afraid. Remember, you're among friends here. We're family here. And if you need Christ in your life, no matter where you've been, what you've done, you're welcome. You're welcomed at the cross. You're welcomed at the church. And so we would encourage you to come today and make public your decision. If you profess me before men, I will profess you before the Father and heaven. So ask God to give you the boldness to come today. Ask him to give you the fearless faith to walk down this aisle. You say, is that really that hard? Well, we're among friends here. And with so many people who have given their lives to follow Christ, I think, just me talking, I think the least you could do today is walk down a carpeted church aisle among friends and publicly give your life to Jesus Christ. I want to ask the church, always in the invitation, to be praying for the invitation. Please don't be just waiting to get out of here, but be praying for people around you, the people on the left, the people on the right, the people around you, people you probably don't even know, but people who need Jesus. Pray. God wants to add to his church today, and God is leading you to join Preston Wood. If his spirit is prompting you to be a part of this church, you could come just as these did in the past year and make that decision today. If you've not been baptized as a believer in Christ, then we would ask that you would be baptized the New Testament way, the biblical way, by immersion as a believer in Christ. If you're already a baptized believer, we'll receive you as a new member in Christ, and you can make that decision today. If you want to come and renew your faith and rededicate your life to Christ, you haven't been living for the Lord, but today you want to come back to him. You may be a prodigal. Somebody's been praying for you that you would come back. A mom, a dad, a family have been praying for you that you would come back to Jesus. Today's your day. The Christian life is a series of new beginnings. So come today. Come with courage. God will give you the strength you need to make that decision.
Thank you for joining us for worship at Prestonwood. As you heard earlier, if you made a decision for Christ, please text Jesus to 74788. We would love to connect with you and give you these great resources to help you grow in your faith. One is a New Believer's Bible with helpful notes to help you study God's Word. The other is a book by Pastor Jack Graham on the next steps to take as you pursue this new life in Christ. As we close, I'd like to thank you for your faithful giving to support Prestonwood and the work God is doing through our ministries. If you would like to give, text word GIVE to 74788 or visit prestonwood.org/give. It's been a joy worshiping with you, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.